It's like January's on. Not sure why it's over there.
Just glad it's this.
Is that left over from a park board meeting or?
It's a possibility.
Jeremy, did you have that at Plan Commission the other night?
Yeah, I wanted to read their agenda.
Wrong thing for that.
Yeah.
He's got this, he can ask questions.
Put it in my drawer, never know why I might need it.
Ask O'Brien what shade of blue it was.
She's gonna use it next time we have a 2-minute countdown.
What shade of blue was that, Greg?
I don't know. I'll get you the catalog.
Okay, the microphone seems to be really loud today. But we will call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for June the 8th, 2023. It is just a little past 11 o'clock. Thank you all for being here. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion except.
Wow. Told you it's really hot.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Turn that master down a little bit.
Dave, say something.
That wasn't something.
What do you want me to say?
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Now that we've got the audio fixed, we'll continue with the meeting. Motion passes. Public hearings, none today. Old business, nothing I can think of. And we'll go to new business. Farmer's Market Lot, Auntie Ann's Pretzel Truck. I'd like to be there from 11 to 6 p.m. on June the 15th. Everything appears to be in order. I do not see anything out of the ordinary. We've had no complaints, right, Jane?
No.
Okay.
That being the case, I'll make a motion to allow Aunt Andy's to operate on those dates and times.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations. Next one is a mobile food vehicle operating license renewal. This one is for TJ's Barbecue and Catering. Again, this is a renewal. They're out of Bologna. Application fee check, liability insurance check, photocopy of the inspection, color photograph of the food vehicle, photocopy of the valid Indiana driver's license, and their registration retail merchant certificate. Everything does appear to be in order.
If everything does seem to be in order, I would make a motion that we pass the last one.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations to TJ's. Fire Chief Brad Lucas, you're up. And he is not wearing a white shirt today, so that should
nobody,
be...
Nobody involved. So I have a mutual aid agreement with the City of Columbus. They're proposing it to us. Right now I do not have a signature page, but he's going to bring one around. What it says is just if we... It's a written agreement instead of just... For years we've just had an agreement where we... If they need to go to us. So this just kind of covers everybody's rear. I'd just like to ask permission to sign that agreement when he comes around with that. Probably also, Chris, I don't think it'd be a bad idea if we had the same thing with Gosford and North Vernon. We're covered in the county with an agreement already.
Okay.
So yeah. I might want to use this as a template if you could.
Sure. With the surrounding volunteer and...
We have one with all the county departments. I'd go Columbus, North Vernon, Gosford.
I can do that.
Have you reviewed this one yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea if it's...
if there's no questions, I'll make a motion to approve Brad signing the mutual aid agreement with Columbus.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. City Police Department Chief Greg O'Brien.
Good morning.
I have a new policy. I've given you all a copy. 3015 is traffic safety education and enforcement overtime. Perfect. I've had Chris review this. The Indiana Criminal Justice Institute will reimburse the city up to double time for officers, and that's what this is. Officers that work operation, pullover, traffic safety education, and stuff like that will be paid and reimbursed by the state at double time. So that's what that policy amounts to. The second policy is our uniform policy, and on page 3, section 3, we just recently purchased new bulletproof vests for the guys, and the new ones have the nameplate goes on the right now. It used to be on the left, so that was a change in there. And then on 7, because of the outer carriers, a lot of guys are starting to wear their bullet, their magazines and bullets on their vest. They wanted to be able to do that in policy. So those are the changes and the additions.
Anybody have a page 3? I'm not showing one.
I don't have one.
I don't know that it's that big of a deal, but...
So, I don't know where your page 3 went. We didn't get them all.
What that phone call was about.
It's coming late.
It was to let you know that page 3 was on the way.
Yeah. So if you want to look at it, I highlighted what changed in it. So. Technology these days, you put 6 pages in and 5 come out.
Chief, what is the chain on page 5?
That's a whistle chain. It's
the changes he said highlighted in blue, Chris.
In the old days, guys would wear a whistle coming down into their pocket. We quit issuing whistles about 2000, but some guys still like the tradition of wearing a whistle chain. At one time, they actually had a hook that you can hang the whistle on.
So people would just stop when they blow the whistle.
I guess they don't ever stop, and
freeze.
You can put bright yellow on, they don't stop. It's, or you could be in the middle of the intersection, they go, are you directing traffic? No, I'm just standing here in the middle of the street.
What is this policy number?
So I've asked a random question to give everybody a chance to read the highlighted section. Any other random questions anybody wants to throw in there? So in these pictures, Greg, is this a required piece of equipment or optional?
It's optional stuff.
Okay. I just wondered because your uniform doesn't have one. So
I can go home and get my whistle changed, but there's nothing on the end of it because I don't have a whistle.
And you don't have any money for one, so don't buy any. And you don't have any money for one, so don't buy any.
I'm going to go get gold-plated whistles for everybody so they can have a whistle chain and a whistle.
I don't see a problem with these changes.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to allow both articles here to pass.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second to allow the changes to the policy. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Or I guess policies. Thank you, Greg.
Blow the whistle and go on to the next one.
Bernie, you've seen the standard that's been set. Can you stay in that time frame or make it even quicker?
I bet you wish you had a whistle right now, don't you?
You know, I was thinking about my whistle days when I had a whistle coaching some sport. I remember the little tumbler always got hard on it and you had to get a new one. All the difficulties with it.
A little cork goes dry.
Anyhow, all right, I've got an old business real quick. The Beely Electric we had for repairing that solar light pole. I want to kind of bring that back in front of you again if that's all right. I don't know if that's in front of all you guys, but basically I went out and looked at all the I think Chad mentioned that the solar light retorquing was something we wanted to do, and I do want to still do that as part of this package, but we'd still like to ask for the repair and the light pole base repair of $9,150. Did anybody need a copy of that again?
Yeah, I don't have anything to look at. Has anything changed since last month that we figured out? Any details or anything?
There's no changes.
Okay. Did we table this last time or did we?
You tabled it last time.
Yeah. Okay. Without any changes or any more research, I'm inclined to just leave it tabled. So.
What was the research you wanted? I looked at it again and it's.
Well, I mean, to me, it's one of those things that, you know, it was mentioned last time that we were worried about the other poles, but we've been 6 or 8 weeks and haven't checked them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I checked them, but there's nothing I can do without taking them off the base and putting them back on again. And that's something that Beely is going to do.
Take them off and put them back on?
Pretty much. And then they have washers so that they're tighter.
Okay, so,
so
you
this won't happen again.
Found that they're missing washers then in your inspection. That's what I'm saying, well, is we didn't get any update other than here's the bid again.
I guess I didn't explain that well enough. I apologize. But the idea is that we think that that was probably the problem with that pole is there should have been washers attached to the bolts to make them. These are breakaway bolts.
Right.
And they're supposed to have these washers in there that were not installed in the original. It's almost like an option. You can't. It's not in the spec. It's like an optional item, but I think it's important enough that it needs to be just added at this point.
So that the only that was the one pole that didn't have them, or
no? They all don't have them.
Okay.
And that 9150 takes care of that on all of them, or is that just repairing the one?
That gets them all repaired.
Okay.
Other questions?
How many poles are there?
Five.
Five?
And then one day, this one day.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of money
for one pole. Well, I mean, it's one pole plus six.
Right. Yeah.
Sets of washers. But as Bernie said, and that's a valid point, that they do have to raise them to put the underside washer on and reset them.
Well,
so
I don't want to see any more broken. I mean, that sounds like a steep price tag or something like that. But if we don't fix them, it's just going to happen again, I'm afraid.
So, thoughts? Okay.
I'll make a motion to allow Beely to
untable and then.
Okay. I'll make a motion to untable the request.
Second.
Motion a second to untable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now.
Now I'll make a motion to accept Beely's bid to repair the six light posts.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion a second to fix the light poles. All those in favor, signify.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Hausberger?
Yeah, I have an amendment to the contract for RQAW with us on 2nd Street Reconstruction, which is the lead project, which is DES 1802-876, which is pretty much everything outside of Community Drive. There's another DES number for the Community Drive area. So I don't know who's got a copy of amendment number one. I'm going to pass these out.
You have one, Mayor?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So, basically, there's some scope of work issues. The ABCDs here, if you want me to go over them all, I can, but a few of the items was there was a Phase 2 environmental requirement that the state wanted us to do with some of the potential contamination that may have occurred in the area. So So we had to run some more tests on that, which was another $1,500. And then we've made some revisions in the plans in both the removal of what was to be a roundabout at Westgate Road to removing a lot of some temporary right-of-ways, which they had to revise their plans. And also with, we had a second public information meeting, which they're wanting additional costs for that. So the total compensation, they wanted another $24,720. So I'm asking you this morning to approve that.
There were several design changes back and forth through the course of this, because this has been over the last couple of years worth of work, right?
Exactly, yeah. This didn't just pop up. This is from two years ago.
And all, had the roundabout remained, none of this would have occurred.
No, just the item B would have occurred. There's a we decided to bring the project in a little bit because we were having to buy crazy amounts of, not crazy amounts. We had every parcel was being affected up through that corridor, and the mayor and I sat down and decided to bring it in and try to get us and cut the parcels in half, basically. And the additional public hearing actually was because of the roundabout, because we had one public meeting that had the roundabout in it, then we had to have another meeting without the roundabout.
Other questions?
I'm ready for more questions. If you want to ask what the testing for hexavalent chromium is, I can go into detail on what that is for.
What's the parts per million that we're allowed on hexavalent whatever chromium?
Okay. Not very many.
Weren't expecting that one, were you?
You're right. I didn't have that one in front of me. So that's a good question.
Jim or Dave? Jeremy Gray.
I just think it was a short meeting till Bernie got up there, but that's what I was thinking.
Is this a city pay on this, Bernie, or is this part of?
100%. It would be 100% city.
Thanks, Bernie.
Okay. It says the section one above, the fee is $24,720, but then down below in three it says not to exceed $43,000. What am I missing there? What am I not understanding here?
It just means they can bill us another $19,000 if they want to.
Well, that's what I was wanting some clarification on. I mean, it sounds like we're approving a number, but then that number can go up in log buyer terms. I mean, that's as far as it can go with me, but.
This is amendment number one, so I was thinking they might have had a previous amendment, but I don't have an answer for that, so I guess I get to, unless somebody else sees the answer. Jeremy might be able to help.
That's a good one. Touché,
Bernie. I don't like that one.
Touché, Bernie. I'm giving you a hard time, Evan.
Yeah, I don't know what that number is there for, so I apologize.
Will the original contract have a $25,000 buffer in there or something for, you know, minimal changes? It wouldn't exceed this, and now since this stuff came up, they want to up that because of, you know, these changes that were required now by the state and whatever else, or, you know, one of those clauses where, you know, changes not to exceed X, XYZ or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what that number's in there for, but I can, if you want to, we can just scratch that line out and just do the, what the additional amount is.
From a legal perspective, Chris, scratch the line out. Because I'm not, looking at the back page, I'm not sure the 24/7, 24/7/20 is right.
Well, that's the back page. They've added $1,500 to that line.
To the, okay. So that's the $1,500 for Acuity Environmental Solutions and our QAW. Okay. That's how you got there. Or do we need to have them resubmit?
I mean, are we under time crunch on this? We're not, are we?
No.
Okay. Well, I'd rather cross our T's and dot our I's before I agree with something and just mark something out. That's just my thought. So I think we ought to table it till we get those numbers figured out or what that second number is, because it sounds like...
I was just looking for the original contract, and I don't think I've got it. I mean, if you did go, I agree with you. If you did go to scratch out, and I would consider that like a counter offer, and they can either accept it or submit a new agreement. But yeah, I think just for the sake of tidiness and everybody being on the same page, I agree with Dave. Just have them submit another one, or at least clarify what they're doing. With that,
looks like you're back to table, Bernie. You went from tabled, untabled, back to table.
Don't let him sit in the front row anymore. Okay, so Dave, did you?
Yes, I'll make that a motion that we table this.
I'll second that.
Were you getting ready to add something there?
No, I was getting ready to ask what you are doing at the table. Motion to table.
Motion and a second on tabling. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Get an updated version from them, and we'll bring it back in 2 weeks,
or at least the next month.
No, I just wanted to mention that the bypass is supposed to be finished paving in the next day or so. Then we'll go to pavement markings, so we should be close. Hopefully at the next meeting we can have some final more news. That's like finished. Let's see. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. Thank you, Bernie. Mr. Bowes.
We got 4 sewer adjustments today. Number 1, Dorothy Day, 1233 King Avenue. Pool fill for $65.52. Stacy Clay Camp, again, another pool fill. The liner ripped and they had to refill, so it's actually 2 fills. Credit of $109.20. Paul Smith, 712 East 4th Street, pool fill. Credit of $49.14. And then Seymour Parks and Rec, 703 North Park Street, City Pool, 550,000 gallons of water, requesting adjustment of $4,003.98.
Is that all it holds?
That's all it holds. And just so you know, it takes 50 garden hoses one day to fill that.
I don't even want to know how you come up with that one.
Like 500 water hoses. We're going to take care of it, don't worry
about it. Fire department would be a
better option. All of them obviously meet our criteria because they were pool filled.
So I'm not technically wrong because no one's come up with the right answer yet. Nobody has told us how many days.
How would that work when you were in school? Technically, I'm not wrong.
Well, I graduated, so.
I would ask those be approved.
I do too, that's not saying.
Any questions on the pool fills for this?
I'll make a motion to allow the pull request.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Anything else, Mr. Bowes?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Hey, next on my miscellaneous list of stuff that came in probably after the fact. Kathy Inglesby, located at 605 West 5th Street, would like to read, is this a renewal or is this a new one? This is a renewal for her handicapped parking space. There is a doctor's signature, everything does appear to be in order, there is a license plate number and all the proper info.
Okay, so this is a renewal for her handicapped parking space.
Any questions?
It's my old neighbor.
Okay.
She's a nice lady.
And apparently she's a nice lady.
Did she graduate from high school?
I reckon so.
I'll make a motion to allow the renewal.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next up on my miscellaneous agenda items, we have a new food truck application. Scott Wiesner would like to do pre-packaged frozen novelties. Actually, it says ice cream on here. Soda, water, chips, and candy. He is not going to be selling alcoholic beverages. Sorry, ladies. Has received all the rules and regulations. Has done everything except pay the... No. Health department?
He has. I did get checked on there. He just got it to us yesterday morning.
Okay. And then application fee once he gets approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting on the application fee till approval? Is that...
Correct.
Okay.
And yes, she said the health department thing is on the back of that. It's in that
process. Okay. Everything else looks like it's here. Insurance, photos, not what I was expecting to see. It's a trailer, not a truck.
Thanks for the clarification on that.
It still qualifies though, correct?
Yes. Looks like everything's here.
Okay, I'll make a motion to allow the... It's not a renewal, it's a new, right?
It is a new one, yes.
A new permit?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Miscellaneous from the board.
I'm here.
Dave?
Nope.
Miscellaneous from the audience. I'm going to ask a miscellaneous question before I stop, though. Gregory O'Brien.
Yes, sir.
What was your wife's address when you started dating her?
Wow.
Hold on. It is 416 North Poplar Street, maybe.
Okay. She didn't live on Camelot Drive with JJ?
No.
Okay.
416 North Poplar, apartment D.
What? Okay, she'd moved out already then.
Yeah.
Wasn't JJ 595 Camelot Drive?
No, he's always been 13th Street, and before that it was Carter Street.
Okay. I don't know why I had him down there. When I saw that address, my mind went to him. Never mind, I was wrong. If there's nothing else, I entertain a motion to adjourn, though.
So moved.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.
In Camelot behind the high school?